WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. A Wisconsin Master Naturalist training course is happening for the first time in the Central Sands region of the state. Melissa Kay has more.
This training through the University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension is in coordination with the Aldo Leopold Foundation and the Ho-Chunk Nation. Local contact and instructor Jean Mansavage.
So this is the first chance to actually learn more about the natural history and the cultural history as it relates to it here in the central part of the state.
Once trained, master naturalists use their skills to make sustained, meaningful impacts within their communities. Between 2013 and 2024, master naturalists in the state have volunteered over 363,000 hours, bringing a value of $12.19 million in stewardship, citizen science, and education to Wisconsin. This training will take place in a four-session program throughout the seasons of the year, with the first on February 20th and 21st at Sand Valley Golf Resort.
We'll study the region's natural history from the glacial origins to our modern living ecosystems.
In May, the training happens in Black River Falls with the Ho-Chunk Nation, July at UW-Stevens Point, and in October at the Aldo Leopold Center in Baraboo.
So we'll consider Leopold's land ethic and how it broadens our sense of community, and also the Ho-Chunk Nation's relationship to the land that creates a more sustained living environment.
Registration ends February 13th, and there are opportunities for financial assistance if needed. You can find more information and register at wimasternaturalist.org.
The Wausau School District could see over $10,000 in school meal debt paid off this month. That's according to numbers provided by the district. WMTV reported in September that the Wausau School District's lunch debt jumped nearly 64% between 2023 and 2025. According to the district, the 2024 to 2025 school year saw over $13,000 in donations aimed at reducing lunch debt. As of Wednesday, the district has already received over $2,000 in donations. Negative meal debt at the start of the 2025-26 school year was approximately $12,000, and as of Wednesday, the meal debt is over $20,000. Approximately $11,000 in meal debt is set to be paid off in free and reduced meal accounts across the district this month. A Republican bill to regulate data centers is advancing in the state capitol. The bill passed mostly along party lines in the state assembly last Tuesday. It would require the Public Service Commission to protect ratepayers from a rise in electric costs associated with data centers. It would also require closed-loop water systems and require annual reports on water use. Democratic state lawmakers have proposed their own bill to regulate data centers, but it hasn't gotten a hearing in either chamber. And they criticized the Republican proposal, calling it underdeveloped and on a fast track through the legislature. They say it does not give the Wisconsin Public Service Commission the authority needed to protect residents from increased energy rates and does not sufficiently hold corporations accountable. The bill still needs approval in the Senate. If passed there, it would still need approval from Governor Evers, who is expected to veto it. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is hiring seasonal staff. Seasonal staff are responsible for outdoor maintenance, facility maintenance, groundskeeping work, and customer service for property visitors, and typically start work in the spring and early summer. Rib Mountain State Park is hiring for administrative support and customer service, agriculture and natural resources, and other temporary positions. For more information, visit wisc.jobs and search parks. Statewide, lawmakers are inching closer to bills to mitigate PFAS chemicals across Wisconsin communities. Two bills at the state capitol got hearings on Wednesday. One would exempt fire departments, airports, and municipalities from cleaning up PFAS under Wisconsin's spills law. And under one amendment to the bill, the DNR would get more than $132 million to mitigate PFAS in wildlife and provide community cleanup grants, along with a separate fund for mitigating PFAS directly at airports. A separate bill would give grants to municipalities for PFAS testing in drinking water, landfills, and wastewater systems. Both still need to make it out of committee, but in a press release, the governor said he was optimistic about bipartisan negotiations to release PFAS funds that were approved in the budget process more than 2 years ago. Two candidates for Wisconsin governor have very differing views on the role of ICE. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany and Democratic Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez spoke to WISN's Upfront. Rodriguez wants to ban ICE agents from performing civil detentions in places like churches, schools, and courthouses. Tiffany says states like Wisconsin and Minnesota need to stop preventing ICE from doing its job. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
It's the Bucks and the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks take on the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee's lost four of their last five games, including Wednesday at home against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Bobby Portis on what he saw on the tape of that game.
I think just overall, you always want to just take care of the ball, especially against teams like that, scrappy teams that kind of feed off transition baskets and things. So kind of sad we didn't take care of the ball, get out to a good start early, and they kind of just, you know, pour it on to the rest of the game. Wish we would have, you know, took care of the ball better.
College hoops. Another win for Wisconsin. The Badgers beat Penn State 98-71 last night in Pennsylvania. Wisconsin has now won five in a row. They'll host the USC Trojans on Sunday. NFL. The Packers' search for a new defensive coordinator continues. Matt LaFleur interviewed former Packers defensive back Al Harris. Harris has been a secondary coach for the Chiefs, the Cowboys, and currently for the Chicago Bears. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is brutally cold out there this morning and is not going to warm up much today either. Mostly sunny with a high of 10 below zero today. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop back to near 25 below. Tomorrow, it will be partly cloudy with a high of 2 below. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.